The Yossi says nothing doing here. So first, Shayim Asacha, when he gives it over to a Shayol, and then a Daras Kedakai, how could the first Shayim make money with the owner's para? Havada the Shayol has to pay back to the owner. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Halacha Rav Yossi, take a pass from Rav Yossi, that the first Shayimer has no right to make money on the owner's para. Omer Rav Shmuel Ba Yudah Rav Yudah, Amatala Mishmer de Shmuel, we said our name is Shmuel, Chayla Chayer Rav Yossi Afri Shayna. You know, Rav Yossi even argues on the first Mishnah we had. That what? Fishilem Larotzili Shava. That if the owner wants, if the Shayma pays the money and does not want to swear, that the kefil goes to the Shayma. So they learned that Rav Yossi argues even on the first Mishnah. The question is, Halacha Kamaisai or Ein Halacha Kamaisai? Do we pass on Rav Yossi against the first Mishnah or not? Omale, he said back to him, that true? That, you know, to yes him, is it true or not? To yes him back, Omale, yes. Cholakar Rav Yossi Afri Shayma. Rav Yossi argues even on the first Mishnah. He holds, even though the Shayma pays up for his own will, still he does not get the kefil. The Halacha Kamaisai Afri Shayma. We also pass on Rav Yossi even on the first Mishnah. Itmanam, we also learned like this. Omar Rebbe Loza, that Cholakar Rav Yossi Afri Shayma. Rav Yossi argues on the first Mishnah also, not only on the second Mishnah about the Shaymer that gives over to the second Shaymer, but even on the first Mishnah also he argues. And the Halacha Kamaisai Afri Shayma, we take a pass like him even in the first Mishnah. That even in the case that the Shaymer pays up, the Shaymer Chinam pays up and does not want to swear, he does not get kefil. But Rav Yechanan Amar no. Moi dehoi Rav Yossi b'Rav Shayna. No, Rav Yossi agrees to the first Mishnah. Shek Vashilam. Because since the Shayma already paid up, if he paid up the money, then he's like kind of the Pura. Then he has the right to make money on the owner's Pura. As I just explored, since Rav Yossi says here also, a Shayma can't make money on the owner's animal, so the first Mishnah also, the Shayma can't make money on the owner's animal. He can't make kefil out of the owner's animal. So Mar says no, Rav Yechon says no. Since the Shayma paid up money here, therefore the owner needs to give him the kefil. But the deal is, Shilam in, only because he paid up money. But Lai Shilam Lai, if he didn't pay up money, no. Ay, Akash, Rav Chiyav Rabba, Rav Yechon, we have before, Rav Chiyav Rabba, Rav Yechon says, Lai Shilam Shilam Amish, not only does the Mishnah mean if the Shayma Chinam pays up the money, El Akiv and Shamarani Mishalim, as long as the Shayma tells the owner, I want to pay you up, and then we find the Ganes, the kefil goes to the Shayma. Apo Pich Lai Shilam, even though he didn't pay up, Apo Pich Lai Shilam. So Mar says true. Amar rather said like this, that Maidahar Rav Yossi Rishayna, Rav Yechanan says that Rav Yossi agrees to the first Mishnah, Shekhar Oma, because the Shema already said, Hareini Mishalim. Since he said, I will pay up, here it's better. Here Rav Yossi agrees that when the Shema tells the owner, I will pay you up, at that time the owner means to be Machna, the animal to the Shema, that if you find the gun of later, the Kefil and the Dalvei goes to the Shema. Rav Yossi only agrees on the second Mishnah here. Here, the Shayma Sacha didn't pay anything to the owner. The Shayma Sacha just gave it over to a Shayol. And then at Daras Kedakai, the Yossi says, you first Shayma, what right do you have to make any business out of the owner's para? So Vada, the Shayol has to pay the money back to the original owner. All right, we'll stop here. You hold Naflamet Zayin Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Omal Vishnayim Gozalti Liyechid Mokem. If Reuven goes over to two people and says, listen, I stole from one of you two, $100, and the ani yodei eizim mikem, I do not know from which one of you two I stole. An honest person, he says. Reuven knows he stole $100. He's misupik from which one of these two people. Or else, ovim shel echad mikem, one of your two fathers, hifkid li mona, gave me $100 to watch for him. And the ani yodei eizahu, I don't know which one I have to give the $100 back. So in such a case, what should this honest Reuven do? Noisin lezemono or lezemono. If he wants to be yotzis chayv, really, we'll soon see, he should give both of them $100. That's what the Mishnah says. Shehoidim et yatzmoi, because he's admitting it by himself. And Rashi the Gemara will explain what does it mean exactly. Now, what's going to be shnayim shefkidu eitzalechot? Two people gave one shomer to watch for them. Zemono vzemosayim. One person gave the Shomer $100, and the other person gave him $200. Now, Zeoima, this one says, Sheli Mosayim. When they come back to claim the money, so Reuven says, listen, I gave you $200, give it back to me. The Zeoima and Shimon says, no, Sheli Mosayim, I'm the one that gave you $200. So what should this Shomer do now? So Locher is, Noisein lo Zemono le Zemono. He gives back to both of them $100, because for sure each one deserves $100. The Yashar, the third $100, is Yehei Munach at Yov Elio. He's supposed to leave over until Elio and Avi comes. Since he's not sure who it belongs to, so
Therefore, you don't give it back. You hold it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. On this, Amar Reb Yosef Yosi says, "In Cain, if so, my hifsid haramai. What does the lawyer have to lose out? Like, if you're going to give back both of them, $100 apiece, so the one that's lying has nothing to lose. He only has what to gain. So every time, a person will always say, it was mine, the $200. Ela rather, Reb Yosef makes a takona and says, Hakol yehei munach. We have to make a special takana here that all these $300 are going to be held back by the Shomer. Yehei munach, hold on to it. Achiyovi Eliyo, until Eliyo Anovi comes, until we know clearly which one gets the 200 and which one gets the 100. But you do not return back anything. That's the way we'll stop the Ramai. Then the lawyer has nothing to gain, because by lying, he's going to get nothing. So instead of lying, he'll admit that I only deserve $100, and that's the way we'll make it clear. And the same thing, the same thing applies, Shnei Kalim, in a place where you gave two Kalim, Echad Yofa Mona, the Echad Yofa Elim. One was worth $100, one was worth $1,000. Zuz, Zeoi Me Yofa Shli. And then when they come to claim it back again, Reuven says, I gave you the $1,000 vessel. The Zeoi Me, and Shimon says, no, Yofa Shli, I gave you the $1,000 vessel. So same halacha. So, Kuntatan Tanakama, Noisen Esekotim Liyechem Mehen, you give the less, the cheaper Kalim to one of them, then you sell the $1,000 one, and noisen to make cotton l'sheni. You give him $100 to the second one, because for sure they both deserve at least $100 back. The yashar, the other $900, you hold on to it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. In other words, until you know for sure which one deserves it. And this again, Omer Reb Yosef Gersi says no. In Cain, if that's going to be the halacha, mahefsed haramai. What does the lawyer have to lose out? He won't admit. As Rashi says, "In came lo yodu liyelam alemis." He won't admit to the truth. He has nothing to lose out by lying. Ela rather, we make up the corner like this. Ela rather, hakul yehemuna chashiyovi elio. All the money, both kalim here, we hold on to until we know for sure which one owns the bigger one, the more expensive one, and which one gets the cheaper one. But until they admit, we don't give back anything. Now the Gemara says, "Alma, what do we see from our Mishnah?" That Misveka Maskinim Mamaina in the ratio. When this Reuven says, I stole from one or two people, I don't remember from which one, the Mishnah says you have to pay back both of them. Even though it's a doubt, Minasotik, you have to pay back to both. Alma, we see Misveka Maskinim Mamaina. We make you pay twice, we take out your money. Voloyam Rinan, and we do not say, Uuki Mamaina Becheskas Mare, Fakert, if there's a doubt to which one you own, you don't have to pay either one of them. Because when one comes to you and says, you stole from me, the other one answers back, I have a doubt. And min asafik, I have a right to hold on to my money. Leave the money, v'cheskas mare. If this Reuven is holding on to the money, so neither Shimon nor Yehuda can get the money away from him. That we don't say. We say, no, min asafik, you have to pay up to both of them. If so, the Gemara says, Reminu, I have a question on this. Or Reminu, I have a question. It says, Alocho, shnayim shefki duwe telechod. If two people gave money to a shayma to watch, shnayim shefkid away to lechod. Zem one of zem asayim. The sefer of our Mishnah, where two people gave money to a shayma to watch. That Reuven gave him $100 and Shimon gave him $200. And then at the end, when they came to claim back the money, zeway meshalim asayim, the zeway meshalim asayim. Each one says, you owe me $200. So the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakama, noisen lezem one lezem one. You only have to return $100 to either both of them. The yashar yehei munach. And the third $100 you hold on to. Ashiyovi Elio, until you know for sure which one deserves it. So you see, Minas Sofik, we have a Sofik now to which one deserves it. We do not say you have to pay to both of them the extra $100, but rather Minas Sofik, we say you hold on to it until you know for sure who deserves it. So it's a stira, the ratio to the Sefer. So Gemara says, Omalei, we answered back. Pikodin, Agezlo, Karonis. Yes, and the question from the Sefer, there was only a Pikodin, you're only a Shayna Pikodin, you're only watching the money. There you don't have to pay back both. To the ratio where you were a gazan, where you stole the money, I tell you, gozal the other isurin, in the ratio where you did a maisa avera, where you stole money, konsur rabbanan. There the rabbanan made a knas that you have to pay back the money. And if you have a doubt to who you have to pay back the money, you have to pay back to both of them. But pikodin in the safe of the Mishnah, the loyover isura, the shema didn't do anything wrong. Reuven and Shimon both gave him money to watch. Reuven, one gave him 100, one gave him 200. But he didn't do anything wrong. If so, like Kansu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan did not make any kenas, therefore the Shema doesn't have to lose out. So Menasafik, he does not give away any money. Now the Gemara says, if so, v'rami pekodin apikodin, v'rami gezel agezel, I have a stira now from aloch of apikodin, and aloch of gezel. It's like this, pekodin apikodin, I have a stira in aloch of apikodin, where you're only a shomer, where you're only watching the money, diktoni reisha. It says now Mishnah, the reisha, the Mishnah, where this Reuven said, oi, he said, oi, odiv shelechud mikem, hiskin etzli mono, when Reuven went to two people and said, listen, one father of you two gave me money to hold, I don't remember which father gave me the money to watch. I'm a shayna pikodin. I forgot which father gave me. So the Mishnah says, "Noitzin lezemono lezemono," that you have to pay back to both of them $100. So you see, minasofik, you do have to pay the money. If so, Ramin will have a question. It says in another brayt that we just learned that the faith of the Mishnah says shnayim shefkidu, that if two people give you money to watch, and later you don't know who deserves the 300, you hold on to it. You don't have to pay back neither of them. But for sure, you don't take out money in the Nasafik, so to see with the Reisha of the Sefer. On my Rabbi says like this, Reisha, the Reisha, Nasa Kemishas Kiduloi Bishnei Krichas. And the Reisha is like they gave it to you in two separate bundles. To Hevel Elamedic. Therefore, it's like your fault. In other words, what's the Reisha? That one father gave you the money. So since only one person gave you the money, you were supposed to remember who gave it to you. And therefore, now that you forgot which one gave it to you, it's your fault. That's why you have to pay back both, minasofik. But say for the end of our Mishnah, is nasa kemishas kidule bekrach echod. Since two people gave you the money, it's like they both gave you the money together. If so, lehevel elamedik, you do not have to know exactly which one gave 100, which one gave $200. Kegoyin, the case is, they both gave you the money at the same time. The same time, Reuven gave you 100 to watch, and Shimon gave you 200 to watch. The Omalu, that the Shem has a right to say back with Reuven and Shimon, and Gufaychu, like Havdisu Adodi, you two were not mapped with one upon the other. Like you did not give it to me at separate times. You gave the money both exact same time. As if to say, like you trust one another. And so, Anor me, Kavidna. Should I be makpa to remember which one gave me 200, which one gave me 100? No, that's not for me to remember. That's for you. So therefore, I'm potter. I don't have to get out what I know, what I do not know. I'm potter for giving back. But in the Reisha of the Mishnah, there only one person gave you the pikodim. So there you are supposed to remember who gave it to you. If you forgot, you're at fault. That's why you have to pay back to both of them. Now the Gemara says, V'romi gezla gezla. I have a see now in the loch of gezla where you stole. Ketani, it says here now Mishnah Hocha, Omer l'shtan gezalt l'echem mekem mono v'yeni deyez mekem. That if Reuben says I stole from one or two people $100, I don't know from which one, you have to pay both of them 100. O yovish l'echem mekem eskabim mono v'yeni deyez ezel. So Mishnah says, noisim l'zem mono, you have to pay back to both of them. Or Reminu, I have a question. Or Reminu, I have a question. It says, Allah alayhi wa sallam, gemar b'bekama, goz l'echem mechamisha. If you stole from one of five people, you forgot from which one of these five you really stole. Stole from the five brothers there, and you know you stole from one of them, you forgot which one. Now, each one of them